A member of the government's communication team, Stan Dugbe, says he is optimistic that the Green Book will convince the people of government's achievements. Mr. Dugbe was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
The key tenets of governance as espoused and being practiced by His Excellency President Mills is accountability. You must not shy away from going back to the people who you are working for or serving and accounting for your stewardship. And what government is doing is that we do not fear going back to the people with the facts as to what we have done.
So from what we have in the Green Book, can you say that government has really lived up to all that it said it would do with its manifesto?
No government is able to implement its manifesto 100%. What government can say is that you are executing what you said you are going to execute. We have just been in government for 3 years and a couple of months, and over that 3 years, we are saying that when you take the four thematic areas, which broadly should encapsulate what development should be about, if you are investing in educational infrastructure, it means that you are providing opportunity for the younger ones to go through education and become relevant human resource for this country. If you are investing in health infrastructure, it means that you are making it easy for people to access health facilities anytime that they, for any reason or the other, fell ill. Then the cycle continues so that once the economy improves, it leads to better living standards for the people. Then we have given in this book clear manifestations of what we have been able to do under the constraints and despite the challenges over the last 3 years.
Stan, you might have heard this on a regular basis. Sometimes when you ask questions about it, it appears to be a deja vu. People will say that, oh, all has been said, and yet we don't feel it in our pockets. You might have heard of it.
How do you feel it in your pocket? Our inflation has been at a single-digit level for a long time now. What does that mean? That invariably means that you have the rate of increase of prices is slower. It means that you have a lot more resources in your pocket.
A member of the government communication team, Stan Dugbe, talking to Kingsley Obenchere. Meanwhile, an aide to NPP presidential candidate Abu Jinapo says the publication of the Green Book is an indication that President Mills' administration has failed to deliver on its campaign promises. Speaking to Kingsley Obenchere on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, Mr. Jinapo said that the people of Ghana are discerning and do not need any book to know the achievements of the government.
First of all of these efforts, this struggle, spending of money on publication of books is clearly an indication of a government that has failed. It's an indication of a government that is sinking and clinging to straws. Because clearly, all of the things that they are talking about in their book and talking to us about, if government had indeed been able to achieve all that they are talking about, a teacher in Bunkuguyoyo feels that this government, upon assumption of office, has been able to implement policies which has uplifted his standard of living. The Mills administration, which in 2008 promised the people of this country that if they were voted into office, they were going to ensure that National Health Insurance Scheme, the payment, the premium for National Health Insurance Scheme became a one-time premium. 4 years after the assumption of the Mills administration, as we speak today, that promise has been palpably broken. If the government had done that, the good people of this country would not need them to publish a book. The government that promised the people of the three northern regions and the Volta region that they were going to establish a Savannah Accelerated Development Authority with a seed capital of 200 million Ghana cedis and a yearly contribution of 100 million Ghana cedis, of which by now the amount of money that should have accrued to the accounts of SADC should be in the neighborhood of about 500 million Ghana cedis, which government has woefully failed to fulfill that promise. Bro, Hafren, Upper Volta will not need any book. President Mills, in very unequivocal terms, promised the people of northern region that he was going to transform the Tamale Airport to a Tamale International Airport.
You said you don't need any book to talk about the achievements you've chalked up over the years. Did the NPP not also come up with a publication talking about what it managed to do with its first term when it was talking about continuation?
Whatever the history of our country has been, my point, and that is the position of my campaign, the Akufo-Addo campaign, is that if government has delivered what in law we call res ipsa lepitae, the matter speaks for itself. What government has done should be able to speak for itself. And like I was indicating, if government was able to walk its talk of upgrading the Tamale Airport to a Tamale International Airport, it will not take government to publish a book for the people to know.
That was an aide to the NPP presidential candidate, Abuji Napo, talking to Kingsley Obenchere.